Now, who was Netanyahu? I knew Netanyahu when he was his 30s, and he came in as the deputy chief of mission. I knew his father better because he was my teacher at Cornell, an exceedingly bright man. And I knew of his brother, who was a very brave soldier in the Israeli Defense Force, who led all of his men into battle on the raid of Entebbe. And Netanyahu has no shame walking on the body of his brother, on the blood that his brother shed in order for him, in order for people to be saved in the Entebbe raid. He himself is not a war hero. He himself is not a man of integrity. He is a totally dysfunctional, self-aggrandizing politician who has had very little strategic sense of where to go with Israel or to take the opportunity to make peace with the Palestinians. Now, every time he denigrates Hamas, I warn the Israelis to be very careful, because when I worked on the West Bank, the first thing that the PLO members told me, working in Jericho and sacrificing my life in Jericho, Bethlehem, and Beer Sheva, is that the Israelis had created Hamas as a counterforce to the PLO. Why did they create Hamas? Because they needed a counterforce to the Sunni Muslims, and this group Hamas would have influence from the Iranians. So they thought this was a very clever game, and what happened is it's a blowback. So for Netanyahu to say that we have a terrorist group that wants to exterminate the Jews, it's fallacious, it's disinformation, and he has to account for the fact that the Israeli IDF and the Shin Bet, the internal security, created Hamas as a way of creating low-intensity conflict, or as Kissinger would often say, strategic tension in the area to maintain the sovereignty of Israel. Now, those of you who think Israel has always been a Jewish homeland for the Jews, better think again. Israel was created by Zionists, not only Jews. They were created by Polish Jews, Ben-Gurion in particular, who allowed millions of Jews to perish in the death camps because Eichmann, who came in 1937, by the way, spoke Hebrew, asked him, would you do a transfer exchange for thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of Jews for transportation trucks? Ben-Gurion said no, and his right-hand man said, I would rather have cows than Jews. And that was the beginning of the State of Israel. This is how the Jewish agency handled refugee Jews who were in the camps and being exterminated. So let no Christian or fundamentalist or Muslim or Jew think that in any way Israel is more sanctimonious than any other country. It was America that brought in all the Jews from World War II. And this was what happened. Israel.
Dr. Pachinik, can you hear me?
Jews who were in the camps, not until the war of 1968. Why? Because at that war, they needed more weapon systems. And who did they go to? They went to our president of the United States, and they're working with Nixon. Nixon provided them with jet planes and the necessary equipment that they needed in order to be a major force in the area. From a strategic point of view, Israel is no longer a valuable ally to us. Why? Because it has created a lot of problems. It has not, in fact, committed itself to what it should have done many years ago, and that was the recognition of the state of Palestine, the honorable release of the Gaza Strip, which was absolutely inhumane for them to restrict because it happened to all the Jews. In part, this was the result of the incompetence of a lot of our negotiators. In particular, I can name Dennis Ross, who worked for me. He worked for the Bush administration, the Clinton administration, and he has been totally, totally incompetent to handle this situation.
So what happens is because Pachinik is on a cell phone, and when he's dialed in, he can't hear me when I talk. So we're going to go to break here in a moment, then I'll come back and ask some more questions. But interesting stuff he's getting into on Israel. Doc, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I have.
Okay, great. You were saying a lot of really interesting things there. You know, I've actually had Jewish scholars I've seen write the books about the I'd rather have, you know, cows in Palestine than one, you know, than one Jew, and they were trying to make the Jews pay money to the folks setting up Israel to be able to get out of Nazi Germany. And that's actually true. I've actually read that in, you know, I mean, the mainline documents. Most people don't know about that. Obviously, you're well informed. You do. We're going to break. We're going to come back and talk about that and a lot more on the other side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Again, we are talking to Steve Pachinik here today with us. We may have to do a little bit of overdrive for 5 minutes in the next hour so we can finish up his point on the other side. Again, I am not in the studio today. I'm here joining you via Skype as well. We'll be right back after this quick break. Stay with us. Doc, you know, I read on your Wikipedia. I mean, of course, you don't know if that's true. A lot of stuff on Wikipedia about me isn't true. But it talks about you were born in Cuba, then lived in France before you came to the U.S., and that yourself were at least part Jewish. So I guess that might be, if that's true, one reason you're so informed historically on this. If you want to tell us, it would just be an interesting piece of history. But then in closing, is the war on for Iran, or were they trying to, and this failed, and now they're talking about more plots? Oh, you don't believe that? We've got more ridiculous plots for us. So take us out with that information today, sir.
Much personal and factual. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's just, I mean, I brought up the personal thing, just, you know, on the whole issue of Israel. You know a lot about it. I was wondering if your Wikipedia...
I know Israel very well, because Israel, there was two Israels. The creation of the state was done so that there was refugee, a place for Jews who were coming out of the camps, but not in Italy. They wanted to base Israel. Most people have to understand Ben-Gurion practiced law in Istanbul in Turkey. His model was Ataturk. Ataturk was very clear that he wanted a secular state with a strong military. That's really what was built. They didn't really care about religious Jews or the Jews in the camps. What they had in mind in the Zionist Socialist Organization was to have young Jews, people who could build the country, and at all costs, and then go to war. What Israel has never done repeatedly was one to admit the genocide that they officially recognized years ago against the Palestinians. There is no question that the Haganah and the Palmach and different units of the Israeli army at that time had slaughtered and forced people who are now considered Palestinians out of the land, out of Jaffa, out of the different areas of Israel. And if Israel is to come to terms with anyone in the Middle East, they have to, number one, admit what they have done. Number two, come to terms that they are a nation, not a spoiled child, as Erdogan say, of America, and continuously whining and complaining and holding on to the Dennis Rosses and the Clintons and the presidents of the United States, threatening them that the Jewish vote in the United States will not back them. That will no longer be true. J-Star started. There are many American Jews and others like myself who know the history of Israel so well that it's really quite shameful. Let me ask you a question, and I want you to answer because you're an extremely knowledgeable man. How many Jews were in Hitler's army?
Reportedly thousands.
How many thousands?
I've read it in quite a few history books, but I never asked. Yeah.
135,000 Jews in Hitler's army. This is not my association. You have to read a book by Brian Riggs, R-I-G-G-S. He's a very brilliant former IDF Marine man who's a banker, actually, in Texas. He wrote a very brilliant book called The Jews, The German Jews in Hitler's Army. This is very well documented. The number one man who was in charge of the decimation of Jews was Heydrich in the SS. He was a Jew. His father was a Jew. And Israel can deny it.
You're talking about the blonde beast.
In fact, he was born in Austria. The two heads of the five field commanders, if you take away Dinitz and you take away Rommel, were Jews. Bloch and another both had developed the Blitzkrieg and the Anschluss. These were brilliant generals who were converted to Aryans. So the notion of the history of how Holocaust came about is totally distorted by Israel in favor of what Israel needed for its national security.
Sir, we're out of time. We'll have to get back to this next time. Thank you, Steve Pachinik. Hopefully there's not going to be war with Iran. We'll see you back Sunday and back Monday.